The reviews reflect the artist. The words are unfailingly positive, but they also lack overheated hyperbole, like assured playing and elegant lyricism, vivid but not overdone, good taste and musical insight. What critics choose to write about Murray Pariah's Bach concerto performances says a lot about this musician, an artist whose playing rewards close attention to the subtlest of details. Murray Pariah's Bach is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. Murray Pariah has been one of the world's most admired pianists ever since he won the Leeds International Piano Competition in the early 1970s. He honed his craft as a young person during summers at the Marlboro Music Festival in Vermont. But as with so many musicians, Bach is in a special category for Pariah, and we'll discover why later on in this hour. And you'll also hear a cantata Bach wrote for this day on the Lutheran church calendar. It's the cantata number 155, Mein Gott, wie lang, ach lange, or My God, how long, ah, how long. And you can find a translation of that piece by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this and past programs on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. First, here's a piece Bach originally wrote for a solo violin, but played here on the lute. This is Hopkinson Smith with the Partita No. 3 here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bach's Partita No. 3, originally for solo violin and later transformed by the composer into a piece for the lute in a performance by Hopkins and Smith. Transformation is the thematic heart of most of Bach's cantatas, and the transformation depicted in the cantata No. 155 takes inspiration from the particular passage in the Gospel of John that describes a wedding in Cana in which Jesus turned water into wine. In Bach's cantata, that transformation is applied to the experience of an individual believer. As the piece opens, the water from the story is depicted as tears of desperation and emptiness. As the soprano soloist, giving voice to the believer, sings of the measure of tears always fully granted, the wine of joy lacking, and all confidence drained away. Fellow believers, though, reassure her in a duet for alto and tenor, trying to bolster that drained-away confidence with the words, "You must believe, you must hope." Then the bass soloist, in the voice of Christ, returns to those original images with, "It will be only a little time before, instead of bitter tears, Jesus will grant you the wine of comfort and joy." With reassurance from both the divine and her community, the soprano is transformed, singing, "Throw yourself, my heart, into the loving arms of the highest." The final chorale returns the narrative to the community voice, singing, "Do not be afraid, for when he is most with you, he doesn't reveal it." You can find a complete translation of this piece by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org. This performance of the cantata No. 155 features soprano Carolyn Stamm, alto Elizabeth von Magnus, tenor Paul Agnew, and bass Klaus Mertens. The Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir are conducted by Toon Koopman here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Kurze Zeit verlässt. Herz, glaube fest, es wird ein kleines sein, da ihr für bittre Zähren dir Trost und Freudenwein und Honigseim für Wehmut will gewähren. Denke nicht, dass er von Herzen dich betrübe. Er prüfet nur durch Leiden deine Liebe. Er machet, dass dein Herz bei trüben Stunden weine, damit sein Gnadenlicht dir desto was dich ergötzt, zuletzt zu deinem Trost dir vorbehalten. Drum lass ihn nur, o Herz, in allem weilen.
J.S. Bach's cantata number 155, Mein Gott, wie lang, ach, lange, or My God, how long, ah, how long, a piece that relates the transformation of water into wine, as described in the Gospel of John, to a transformation in a believer's heart. This performance of the cantata 155 featured conductor Toon Koopman and the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir, with soprano Carolyn Stamm, alto Elisabeth von Magnus, tenor Paul Agnew, and bass Klaus Mertens. Pianist Murray Pariah was born in New York, and very early on it was clear he would be a major force in the music world. He spent summers at the Marlborough Music Festival in Vermont, learning from the likes of Rudolf Serkin and Pablo Casals. After winning the Leeds International Piano Competition in 1972, he developed a close working relationship with Benjamin Britten and Peter Pears, which eventually evolved into his taking over artistic leadership of the Aldborough Festival in the 1980s. In 1992, though, Pariah's career was threatened by a bone abnormality in his hand, requiring several surgeries. When Murray Pariah visited Boston as a guest soloist with the Boston Symphony Orchestra in 2013, I asked him about the importance of Bach's music during that time.
Bach gave me great consolation in that time when I couldn't play, and I constantly listened to Bach. I listened to the cantatas, as many of them as I could. I listened to all the keyboard works, the violin pieces, everything I could listen to.
When you're playing Bach, what do those other pieces, the cantatas and the concertos, do to inform your solo Bach playing?
Well, lots of things. For instance, Bach is inseparable from the words that he uses. He's a religious composer, and his outlook on life is told to us in the cantatas. And one has to, even in the secular music, embrace his worldview. And so I think it tells us that. And it tells us that no matter how the voice leading is so wonderful, the counterpoint is so wonderful, it does go beyond itself. In other words, it tries to tell us a message, whatever, something of happiness, something of sadness, something, whatever he's working on at the moment. And that message is usually complicated. It's not quite simple. So I think there's a lot more to Bach than the surface.
That's Murray Pariah in a conversation you can hear at our website, classicalwcrb.org. And here is Murray Pariah with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in Bach's Concerto in D Major. Thank you. Murray Pariah has said that he considers himself a pianist first and foremost, but that when he's practicing Bach's music, he'll sometimes use a harpsichord just to know what artistic choices might have been available on the instrument Bach himself used. Then he goes back to the modern piano with a clearer sense of what he wants to hear on his own instrument. This performance of the Concerto in D Major featured Pariah as both soloist and conductor with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Remember, you can hear this and past programs on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.